Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, The Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Bharati Jagdish and Ryan Hwang. Time now for The Bigger Picture. And of course, today it's all about the Fed, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. The star headline today, the Fed's pronouncements on aggressive tapering making headlines and, of course, influencing sentiment, I would say, across markets. So how does all of this fit into The Bigger Picture? Ryan, the man, is here to tell us.
Yeah, let's check in with Shane Oliver. He is the Head of Investment Strategy and Chief Economist at AMP Capital to figure out how all of this affects markets in the coming days. Morning, Shane. How are you doing today?
Good, Ryan. How are you too?
Yeah, quite a busy morning for you, I'm sure. A lot to digest. So let's get your take on the initial reactions in the market so far. We've seen on Wall Street markets bouncing back strongly after two straight days of losses. What's happening here?
I think it's a combination of things. You know, a lot of it can be put down to the old saying, sell on the rumour, buy on the fact. So some sort of change by the Fed was anticipated. A lot of people were talking about a doubling in the size of the taper, in other words, speeding up the reduction in bond buying. And, of course, a lot of people have talked about the dot plot showing three rate hikes next year as opposed to one. So in the event, that's what was delivered. It wasn't perhaps as bad as feared. And, of course, investors have been thinking, well, you know, Powell is upbeat on the economic outlook. Thinks we can withstand coronavirus and the latest wave, even though it's a risk. Maybe, and in any case, monetary policy is still going to be easy for some time to come. So that's a good thing for shares. So the share market rallied. And of course, I think there's also just a relief that the Fed meeting is behind us.
Yeah, Shane, by and large, going according to the script. But what didn't really pan out according to the usual way how things are seen when rates go up is what happened to banks. Typically, when we see or expect rate hikes, we would think banks would benefit and their stock prices would go up. But the reverse happened last night. We saw banks mostly down. And conversely, the mega tech names were up. What's happening on that front?
I must admit, that was a bit confusing. Maybe it's because the key determinant, I think, is probably the long-term bond yield, and the long-term bond yield didn't change much. So if long-term bond rates have gone up, so the 10-year bond rate has gone up significantly, then that would have been bad for tech and good for banks. But in the event the 10-year bond yield didn't change much at all, and maybe that reflects the view that the market thinks, well, the Fed's going to get inflation back under control. If that's the case, then long-term interest rates won't need to rise much, which ultimately is probably a good thing for tech stocks. But, you know, this could all change tomorrow. Perceptions on this can blow around quite a lot. And we're still seeing a lot of very high indicators with respect to inflation. In fact, overnight, the New York region released a manufacturing survey which showed that input prices are still running around record highs. And business conditions are very, very strong. But that tells us those inflation issues will be with us for a while yet. So, yes, we said good news last night, but I think this inflation issue is going to be quite important for some time to come.
Yeah, Shane, let's talk about how these rate hikes set up Wall Street for next year and what that means for Asian markets as well. Is this a time to up your exposure to banks right now for the long term?
Yeah, I think banks are good. Well, I do think that the market is underestimating the inflation over the longer term, and therefore I think that 10-year bond yields are too low. We are at the moment 1.5 or something, 1.5% for the 10-year. I think this time next year we'll probably be looking at a 10-year bond yield above 2%, maybe just above 2%. But still, that reliance on 1.5 to 2 would be positive for the banks. For the broader market, look, I think, you know, we're still in an environment of solid economic growth, rising profits, monetary policy, even with three rate hikes next year will still be pretty easy in the US, and other central banks around the world are lagging behind the US, other major central banks, that is. So I think the broad environment is still positive for shares, but there are a lot of risks around now that perhaps, you know, perhaps more so than in other years, there's a geopolitical risk, particularly with tensions with China, Russia and Ukraine border, what happens with the Iran nuclear deal, and then there's these inflation issues, which is still floating around. The Fed has ditched transitory and sees inflation falling over the next 12 months, that it may fall at a slower rate, which may mean faster Fed tightening. So I suspect it's going to be a volatile ride for markets around the world. But bottom line is the cyclical recovery, I think, will continue.
Right, Chairman Shane Oliver, he is the head of investment strategy and chief economist for AMP Capital. Now, Shane, let's talk about the US dollar. Year to date on the dollar index is up over 7%. We did get a bit of a rally when we had a statement coming through, but then it has more than given back all those gains. Where do you see the dollar next year? Are we expecting a similar performance with the dollar index?
Well, I must admit, I was surprised by the strength of the US dollar this year. I thought it would continue to fall and consistent with the cyclical recovery globally, and that would benefit Asian markets and other currencies. That hasn't panned out that way. There's been continued desire for the so-called security of the US dollar that's pushed it higher. But I think as we go through the next 12 months, as the global recovery continues, hopefully we continue to see two steps forward, albeit one step back with coronavirus, or that's what it seems to be. Still causing volatility, but science and medicine gradually getting on top of it. That should enable a cyclical recovery globally. And when people get more optimistic about growth globally, money tends to come out of the US dollar. So I'd say the US dollar heading down.
And if you look at Asian currencies, there's all this talk about the tapering tantrums back in 2003. Any sign of ripple effects from what's coming up next year?
Yeah, Asia, look, there will be ripple effects. Asia has been a relative underperformer this year. Yet again, the US share market has shot the lights out. There's a limit to how long that can continue. I think Asian markets will do better this year. Asia was perhaps relatively harder hit by various coronavirus lockdowns. But as they pull out of that, then I think Asia will benefit and also benefit from a pickup in global growth or continued good global growth. So Asian share markets, I think, will have a much better year in a relative sense this year than they had last year, in 2021.
You've been chatting with Shane Oliver. He's the head of investment strategy and chief economist at AMP Capital. Shane, thanks for your time today, and we'll catch up again with you soon.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.